This week, as the U.S. approaches its 250th birthday, we've been hearing from Americans all across the country. Bristol, Rhode Island, holds the nation's oldest 4th of July celebration. This is their 241st year. From Ocean State Media, David Wright reports.
At Town Hall in Bristol, 100 volunteers on the 4th of July committee have been busy.
I need men who can lift tables and move chairs.
Sorting out last-minute details, not just on the town's parade.
As of right now, we have 34 floats.
Oh my God!
But dozens of small events, too, including a golf tournament.
$130 includes golf, cart, and meal.
A Miss 4th of July beauty pageant and a gala ball.
Everything's lined up. We're ready to go. And we're going to start working on next year's ball on Monday.
Norman Rockwell couldn't have painted a more charming New England town. Even the double yellow line down Hope Street turns red, white, and blue for the parade. It's a lifetime commitment for Heidi Vermillier.
I think I've missed the parade once when I was in Europe for the 4th of July, but otherwise I have been either watching the parade or working the parade my whole life.
For the past 10 years, she's been in charge of souvenirs. A blue trailer with a big window that opens up on one side.
It's quite the upgrade from our last trailer.
Packed with hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, even Christmas tree ornaments. She herself is stars and stripes, from earrings to pedicure.
You know, when I go out in my red, white, and blue outfits, people will be like, oh, you have a 4th of July event? It's like, no, this is just my clothes. Like, I like wearing red, white, and blue whenever.
The way she sees it, she's flying the flag for Bristol, for her family and friends.
Politics, you can be left, right, moderate, whatever. Patriotism is just loving your community and helping out to make your town a better place, your country a better place.
In other words, the pursuit of happiness together, never mind politics. For NPR News, I'm David Wright in Bristol, Rhode Island.